many of these artifacts, which of course I do keep stored on the xfacts.com website, and these are all from, you know, scientific reputable sources, the British Museum, the Louvre in Paris. We'll get into the details, but specifically, many of these biblical, you know, these infamous biblical tales, we can now collaborate as saying we have the original Sumerian version unchanged, meaning untranslated from, you know, this version to that version. Here's the original version unchanged in stone.
At what period of time are we talking about?
What we're talking about, just to give you an idea, when we say the Sumerian culture first originated 6,000 years ago. Now, 6,000 years, 6,000, 4,000, what's the difference? So that the audience understands, if you realize that we're basically 2,000 years removed from when the time of Christ was here, from AD to BC.
And that's assuming civilizations didn't get blasted off the planet maybe a million years ago.
This is very true. And now I'm only starting with the only recorded civilization we have record. Now, there could be more, but we haven't found them yet.
All right, so you're not going to do a Michael Cremo tonight
where he goes way back. What I have tried to do, aside from my personal opinion, as far as in presenting this information, I really try and stick with the facts and evidence and allow anyone else to make up their own mind so that eventually we can analyze all this as a whole and make up, you know, the correct decision.
Okay, that's
but
fair
just,
enough.
Just real quickly, 2,000 years ago was the time of Christ. If you go back another 2,000 years to 4,000 years, you're at the time of Abraham. Add on to that another 2,000 years, and you're at the time of the Sumerians.
Okay. Now,
so this is 6,000 years ago is what we're talking about.
And that civilization had such a remarkable understanding of the universe of astronomy. How could they have that?
Well, you know, just to back up, you know, the Sumerians, again, being the first culture, it's really quite an anomaly because they come right out of the Stone Age. It's the first culture we have record of, and they're attributed with over 100 of the firsts that were needed for a civilization to take place. And just to give you an idea of some of these, they were the first ones to invent science, mathematics, astrology, astronomy, and many of the things that we'll, as we'll point out tonight, that the symbology displayed and the knowledge that they, had, we still use to this day. A whole metric system, the time and the calendar, all of this originated from Sumeria.
Amazing. What happened to them, Jason?
Well, that's a pretty interesting tale, but as it turns out, not getting too specific with the details just yet, jumping ahead of the gun, they say that basically their gods, there was a time when the Sumerians were living among their living gods, and this war took place, and as one of the famous scholars, Zachariah Sitchin, has translated it, they had a nuclear war. These beings, the gods of the Sumerians, had a nuclear war, and this wind called the evil wind, which traversed the land, is believed to be possibly radioactive fallout. And that is what has wiped out the Sumerian civilization initially, was the evil wind.
And I would guess their buildings and wherever they lived.
That's correct. And now, again, as you mentioned with the Bible and having sources through modern science confirm this, there was a city, an ancient city mentioned in the Hebrew Bible as well, called the city of Ur. And this has turned out to be an actual real city that they have excavated in Iraq. So the artifacts that they start to pull out from these excavations, again, many of them, when first translated by scholars, spoke of things that we didn't quite understand. Now, some of them we did understand, and this is why the Sumerian culture is so amazing, is first translated, they find one of the tablets, for instance, that's called the Flood Tablet. It's on display in the British Museum, and it clearly speaks of a story of how a Sumerian man was given the knowledge by one of his gods, an Anunnaki is what they called it. The Sumerian term for their gods was Anunnaki. That meant those who from heaven come to earth. And it's just like the English version of Noah's Ark, only it's a Hebrew, it predates even the Hebrew version as the Sumerian original stone version of this flood story of how this Anunnaki, a Sumerian god, chose a Sumerian and bequeathed him the knowledge to build this craft and to save the animals. And it's in pretty intriguing
story. That is remarkable.